Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hello, hello, hello. You are
hey,
live.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, see, that was our intro right there. We got to let the people know. Who just brought that other person in?
Wait,
hello?
I'm looking for
Tony's on
I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's on. It's a caller
and
two.
Are you 404?
Yeah, I'm 404.
Okay.
I brought myself in.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. Dang.
Nah, because I know, like, I thought you had seen, you could see the things like me. Like, all three mics was open.
Well, I didn't know what it looks like. That's why.
Okay, but I think that we should, plus, the whoever, we got to tell people to press one. Because, like, you see right now, there's nothing there, just the person's number. Like, they would have to press one so we know. To pick up. Like when they press one, then we'll know to pick up.
How do we know when they press one?
Somebody's going to call in and press one. Don't worry. I got somebody calling in. They're going to call in and press one, but they're going to tell us. Like when, it, like right now, they just press one. Because they got the, do you see the blue thing in the middle line up? And then we would just bring them in with the, hello, good evening. You are live with the folks of Right and Royalty, Tony, Leisha, and Aaron. Who are we speaking with? Okay, we press one. I brought them in. They're definitely here. I don't know what happened. 904? Area code? Hello? Okay, 904 doesn't want to speak with us, but you put them back in the queue.
So the people that we have in the queue are Tonzi, Giles, Keisha Steele.
No, that's not in the queue. That's in the chat room. You're looking in the chat room, right? Like where they
no,
can type
those
that
are the,
and talk?
Those are the people that are calling in.
Okay, well, who's 904? Do you have their numbers? Because the person I just tried to bring in is 904, and they didn't say anything. Well, let me try to bring them in again. Like, I know they were in, though. Hello, 904. Are you here with us? Yeah, I don't know what that is. So we need them. Yo, call me real quick. I don't know who. Are you, Leisha, you're in the part where you see the phone numbers, right? Hello?
I can see the phone numbers.
Yeah. I think 904 is Erica. Hold on.
No, 404 is me.
Honey, I said 904, sweetie.
Oh, yeah, I just tried to bring her in like two different times and she didn't say anything.
Hold on. I'm inboxing her now.
No, I don't see your number. All right, I see your number.
Whose number are you looking for?
No, the person I told to call in, because I don't know what's going on with this 904. Like, they're not speaking when we bringing them in.
I didn't.
There's another number that just popped up in.
That's the person I told to call in.
Okay.
think it popped up on these.
And here goes 615. This look like somebody else. See, they press 1. You know what I mean? I know that they want to come in. Hello, good evening. You are live with the people of Right and Royalty, Leisha, Tony, Doe, and Aaron. How are you? Who are we speaking with?
This is Kenya. How's everyone doing?
How you doing,
hey.
Kenya?
Just fine. This is my test call.
Hi, Kenya. This is our test also.
How are you?
Well, how are you today?
Just fine. Where's Tony Doe?
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yes, it is.
It seems like you all are echoing. I can't hardly hear you guys.
Well, turn your phone down.
Are you near the computer?
No.
Okay. Well,
it just seems a little bit echo. But I just wanted to call in and just say hello and do my test call.
We appreciate you much. Tonight's topic is, is it possible for someone to be in love with two people? What's your opinion on that?
I would say yes. It is possible.
Okay, well,
now
how
you're gonna ask me why, right?
Just for the people who may not agree with you, so that way when you're off the line, your explanation are already being cemented. You know, because one wants to be like, I don't agree with the last person, and you ain't give no explanation. Like you ain't say why you felt the way you felt.
Well, you know, like I said, I believe that you can be in love with two people at one time, basically because. When you have that closeness, when you have a relationship, and it may not even work out, you know, I believe in there's always someone to love you, you know, and I believe that if you have a relationship, and it could be the best, but for some reason it just doesn't go, so do you just stop loving? You know, but you can actually love someone, be in love with two people at the same time because they can be very similar, you know, and I mean, it happens every day. That's why we get caught up in a lot of, you know, drama situations. So, you know, it's there. It's, you know, if you're open to it, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense?
I mean, that's your view. Like, we don't all look through the world with the same spectacles. Now, I wouldn't agree with you only because my view is this. I think that love and in love is two different characters. Like, I believe that they're two different characters. And like, you may love someone. You know, I don't feel like it's possible to be in love with two people because when you're in love is like a oneness. In love is when you come into a place where someone has taken you to a place of uniqueness and you have there's a certain special place for them which only sits well with you and you're at a higher understanding with them. I feel like that's in love. Now, love is a little bit more loose. Love could, you know, you could love somebody to the point of where you care for them a little bit more than you just care for them, like you just love them. And it's not, you know, it's not that deep. I mean, not saying that the love ain't deep, but in love is like I think in love is a whole nother place. I just believe that those two things are two different characters. So that's why I disagree with you. That's just my view, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand where you're coming from. You know, but you also have to understand that there's a difference between a man and a woman as well. See, when a woman lays down with a man, they're emotional. So it's possible for a woman to love two men at one time, if she's living that lifestyle. So it is possible. See, men are not necessarily on that same level. So, yes, it is possible for a woman to love, you know, two men, to be in love with two men at one time because they are emotional creatures, and that's what they do. So, you know, so I guess it would be a difference between a man and a woman. Maybe that should have been the question.
That should have been the initial. It should have been determined whether it was a man or a woman that was doing the loving itself.
It can't be gender-based because then it would be just centered because, you know, I mean, what if we have a male caller? What are we gonna ask? Like, he couldn't speak from the perspective of.
Well, I guess so. I guess to be all fair.
So
yeah, I guess
general.
You would. You know. Yeah, I guess you would. But, you know, just me being a woman, you know, and knowing how, I mean, it just depends on how the woman lives her life. I mean, if she's dating, you know, two or three guys at one time, you know, she could be in love with, you know. Like I said, they're emotional creatures, you know. So, I
dig it. I definitely hear where you're coming from. I mean, I'm not, our difference of opinion is not, you know, taking us across the street from each other. Like, we could still walk on the same sidewalk. You know,
right.
I feel you. Like, everybody has their own spectacles to look through at the world. So, you know, I definitely understand your point and where you're coming from, especially when you speak about the woman. That you know, as far as I believe, women definitely are more emotional than men. But don't think that men are cold when we lay down with women. We're not all cold. It's not just the woman that's emotional. Men, we get emotional too.
Yeah, but see, also, I understand a man getting emotional. And I believe that. I mean, I believe that they can be emotional. But it's just a difference between a man, and I'm not going to put down a man or anything like that. I'm just saying that a man has problems showing emotional. That's just my opinion. So
I agree with that, as a man.
You know, so that's why it's hard for them to love. You understand what I'm saying? So when they get that love, you know, when they finally find that love, then, you know, that's the way they're looking at it. Well, hey, this is it, you know, because a man, I mean, to me, don't know how to do that, you know, so, I mean, that's just to me.
I agree with that, but then again, I disagree with that. I disagree because people only know what they're taught. And I think it goes back to being children and goes back to our childhood and what we were raised around and how we were raised. And a lot of times parents don't realize you teach your children how to love. And if you don't teach them how to love in a productive way, I'll say, then it makes it hard because they have to actually retrain themselves when they realize that they are not loving the right way. So I think a woman is emotional, but men are more emotional than women, even though they don't want to say they are. But women, we control our emotions. But it is possible because we are nurturers to be able to be in love with more than one man. But I think that love could also be mistaken for caring or just showing an affection. I do believe that only one person can hold your heart. So you may say you're in love with two men, but only one of those men are deeply embedded inside of your heart. He may not be the right one. He may not be the one you're supposed that you feel that you should be with. But there's only one person that's embedded into your heart. You can care for many, but you can only really be, in my opinion, in love with only one. Most of the time, women, we find ourselves in love with the wrong person. So then we try to deny that and say, okay, well, I'm going to love this person here. And it's okay that you have feelings for this person. You can love them. You can cherish them. You could even have loyalty towards them because there's a difference between love and loyalty. However, you can only, I feel, have one person in your heart.
I agree with Leisha. And also to piggyback on that, the way you were raised, your children live, they live what they see in their home. And if they have parents that show and display the love between them, children grow up with that, and it becomes a natural thing for them. You know, it's just naturally that they come in, you kiss your husband, you kiss your wife, hey, babes, how was your day? You know, they've grown up around that, so that's second nature to them. And also, sometimes you have no control over the one that you do fall in love with. You know, being in love and just loving someone, like they say, are two totally different things.
I totally agree with that. I do. You know, like I said, it was just it's just my opinion. And then I do also understand the fact that, you know, where you're saying that it's depending on how you're raised, if you teach your child the difference between love and being in love, you know, that it does start at home. But you're talking about the year of 2000s now. They don't have that. You know, you've got the TVs raising the children. You have, you know, they're thinking it's cute to walk around here with booty pants on, and you know what I'm saying? There's the whole culture is different, you know. So it's just different.
I definitely agree with you. I think the perception is a lot larger than it was when maybe we were younger, as opposed to now. But I mean, any parent that was like my parent that is raising their child right now, even with all this technology, their kid is getting more of the same. Because I was definitely getting more of the same. Like there were rules, there were regulations, there were just things that were totally not tolerated, and I knew that. And it didn't matter what everybody else was doing. Like the world could have been dancing to that song. You know, so but I just think that I think now that what I see more than anything as far as the kids, the children coming up, the younger people, I'm not talking about just kids, but younger people, you know, I see now that there's no discipline. That's what the real problem is. Nobody's disciplining anybody anymore. And a lot of parents are trying to be their kids' friends because grandma's 38, she's like 35, 38 now.
I totally agree with that.
You know what I mean?
So let's grab another caller. I mean, like I said, it's totally different. You all have a good night. Good night.
Yes.
You too. All right.
Thank you for calling in. We're
going
to
grab another caller.
Let's try to bring in 201. Good evening. You are live with the people of Right and Royalty, Tony Doe, Leisha, and Aaron. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is the one and only Nene Capri. How are you guys doing?
Good evening, Miss Nene. Somebody else had just called in with the same name. Now I'm trying to figure out.
We had like 10 people on the line.
We have a
570 on the line. There's somebody else on there, too. Is that you, Nene?
No,
this is me.
Not,
you might want to take yourself a caller or two. Because I'm just here trying to listen and, you know, trying to enjoy the show. You know, this is a Boss Lady Present function, and, you know, we just want to bring the readers together with the authors so they have an opportunity to talk to everybody. So, yeah, just, you know, let Nene hang in the background. Y'all see how the callers are feeling about this subject.
Thank you for coming through. 570, you are live with the people of Right and Royalty. Leisha, Tony, and Aaron, please speak with us and let us know who we're speaking with.
So my name is Keisha Still.
Keisha,
hey,
what?
Still, uh-huh.
Okay,
good
how
evening,
you doing, Keisha?
How are you?
I'm great.
So how do you feel about
so,
the topic this evening?
So what do you,
well,
you
I came on
topic?
The show in. And I think I heard about the parents and the raising of the children.
Okay, that's really
mm-hmm.
not the topic. That was something we kind of segued
okay.
to off of the topic. The actual topic is, do you believe it's possible to be in love with two people at the same time?
It depends on how you're using the word love and your perception of love. When people got, you know, a way of using love to fit what they wanted to fit, and it depends on that person.
Okay.
I definitely agree with that.
To me, that depends on the person to be in love with somebody. Because if you break love down, what is love? You got loyalty, you got respect. And how are you going to be respecting loyal to one person if you're giving that same thing to somebody else?
Okay.
You know what? Man,
that's
I'm
true.
Sorry. I see right now I'm going to be the gray area a lot of times. you know why? Because I'd be looking at the words and stuff like, I don't think that, I believe that loyalty and trust and those things go along with love, but I believe love is really its own word. I don't think those things make up love. I believe love is love because it's an emotion. It's a feeling. Like,
it's an emotion that you bring life into the person.
Yeah.
You can write love down and it just become a word. It's your feelings you bring to the word love.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, the reason why I say this, because a lot of times, I just wrote a book about this too, like a lot of times we hear the word love and we be so busy trying to associate it with something good. The word love is not good or bad. Love is just love. There's
no,
good
I think
love
is
and there's
good.
Bad love. No, there's
I
bad
think,
love.
No, I think people, they possess, I think love is good. People say, well, you know you're in love, you are, you know. That's not the love part. love is a good feeling, but it's the other things you bring to the table. And once you start bringing another person, so you got one person with 8 emotions, and you bring another person that's 16 emotions, and you're supposed to be violently conquering both of those emotions, it's going to be a problem somewhere along the line, unless of like-minded people.
Okay.
And I totally agree with Keisha. Just like in the Bible, I believe that love does have a definition. I believe that the definition of love never changes. I believe that people themselves are who change the definition of love. So in the Bible, it says love is patient, love is kind, love is not envy. Mm-hmm. There's an action, it's still a feeling, but there's an action behind that feeling. It's how you do. Love is loyalty. Love are all of those things. But to be in love and love somebody are two different things. I believe they function differently. When you are in love, I believe that that becomes then something else. I mean, it's love, but it's like a hybrid version of love. It's changed over. But love basically has a meaning. People change it to mean what they want to mean, but it never changes itself. I think it depends on the person. And like I was saying, when you're raised a certain way, you're taught how to love, and that's until you learn, that becomes your definition. And whether it's right or wrong, sometimes there is bad love because people may be taught that this is love, and it may not be a positive definition that they're being taught. Because, see, you can tell somebody whatever you want. But there's always nonverbal communication, which people look at more than they look at what you say. They look at how what you show, bring their definition from, and that's where bad love can come from. But I do personally believe that love is a good thing if it's taught in the right way.
I told you, like I said, I really believe most people are going to just immediately associate love with something good. You know, there's bad love. Like when people is I know a girl that's in a domestic situation. She don't even come from this. It's not like she was taught to let somebody beat you up. She wasn't taught that. She's in a domestic situation. But guess what? She can't get out. You know why? Because she's in love.
That's my problem. It's like me having a child and the child was white, and I raised the child black the whole year. When they go outside, because I said the child was white, and the child thought it was white until it got into society, society telling that child, no, you're not white, you're black. Just because I put a label on something don't mean that's what it was. And I think that that's because domestic violence part, that's not love. That comes from self-esteem and other traits in the situation.
Yeah, that's not love at all.
I think a lot of young girls,
they confuse that. Like, I have a teenage daughter. She has a friend that was in that situation, but he loves me. That's not love. That's called control. That's not love.
And they confuse it. Mm-hmm.
They confuse the word.
That
and so love in it, it's not love.
And I think
it's a lack of love. That's
exactly
what it is.
I think that's part of the
loyalty. That's a whole
they
totally
feel
different
like,
show. That's
yeah,
not the same
yeah.
thing.
That it's not. I don't think that it's the same thing. She could be confused on as far as her emotions, because a lot of times women, we get caught up in potential. You know,
mm-hmm.
he potentially this and he potentially that. Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's where we're stuck. We're caught
Amen.
In that potential, and we base our feelings off of that. But that's not love. Again, we're changing
nope.
the definition of love to fit our situation. But I see
mm-hmm.
we got another caller, 201. We're going to bring in 201 and let 201 tell us how they're feeling about our subject today. 201, you're live in the clubhouse. What's your name and where are you from?
That's Nene.
Nene, you're 201?
Yeah, that's still me, babe. I'm just hanging back.
Yeah, because she said she was hanging back, so I put her on hold and say she was doing something, like she could still listen, but we wouldn't hear her. Like, so, but, yeah. I definitely hear what y'all saying. Like, I feel y'all on the love thing. Like, I just, You know, I said, but the reason why I'm stuck on this because everything y'all said that love is, the actions, all that, this girl, she does that. She does have, her actions show that she loved this person. So it's not no her being confused about what she's feeling. She's clear on what she's feeling. She loves this person. Her actions show it. She tells people that with the black eye. Like, y'all love him. And I'm like, her actions are saying it. And y'all are saying that actions show love. So
no,
I'm not.
I think her actions show a lack of love.
But his actions are not showing love. She's not discerning what love is. She's not looking at, I'm giving it, but I'm not receiving it. That's why we're saying that there's a different situation going on there. Love is love. It never changes.
No love, like she don't love herself. So she's projecting something else, something that she's not getting. She's trying to show somebody else what she wants. So she think, well, it must be something wrong with me. So if I show him that I'm a good person, he'll eventually love me. That's not love. She's trying to convince somebody to love her. That's why she's staying in that situation. If he hits me and I stay here, he got to know I love him. She's trying to convince herself that she still loves him too, because she makes no loyalty again with love. And she has no loyalty for herself or her well-being. And she's a victim, and she let herself stay in that situation.
Can I ask how old this person is?
She's grown, like 32.
Oh, she's grown.
Yeah, she's grown.
But,
she's a kid. That's why I'm hearing everything that y'all saying.
I mean, she could still be grown and not know.
Yeah, I know the young lady that's dead. Her daughter's dead, and she was every bit of 37. The man killed her and his daughter, and the daughter wasn't his. That one, she survived.
Yeah, no, I'm
so,
just
so
like,
that feeling goes, there's no, I think there's no age to that situation. It's just domestic violence is terrible all the way around.
Love is not, I really feel everything, and y'all make a perfect sense, don't get me wrong, y'all make a perfect sense. I just feel like love is not always, it's not always good, even with the biblical, when you start talking about the Bible, if you look at the end, it's like when Jesus was on the cross, he was with the murderer and the thief. God didn't disown them. He didn't say, yo, I don't love y'all because y'all did this. It was love, even for the bad. It's a bad love. Love is not always good.
I'm kind of confused what you say. I don't think love is bad. I think you're trying to say, like, you can love somebody in the bad. Like, Jesus loved those because they, you know, they did that. He still loved them. Not make the love bad. That he loved, he did that. He loved the act, but he loved them.
It's not the
but
love.
Not the act.
Right. You can say, Aaron, I love you, Aaron. I don't love your behavior. I don't love the things you're doing, or I don't love how you live in your life, but I still love you. But the things that you're doing, that's what I don't love, and I don't have to love those things. And I think that's where people get confused. You don't
get that confused. It's like religion and believing in something. That's why I think about relationships. When you love somebody, don't mean you need to be in a relationship with that person. Because you might can't deal with that person in a relationship. Because you need all them other things. Loyalty, respect. You need a sense of your own self to bring to that table. Like in religion, people have religion. Some people just believe in God. Religion, to me, starts a lot of arguments. Because people start, like, I'm this and you don't believe in that, so you must be wrong. So when you love somebody, you can love somebody and you just can't be in a relationship with that person. Because y'all just can't get past that point.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
in a relationship,
somebody,
you need all that. Because love is
because
not a relationship. Because
the love is not right, right?
It's not
the
love
just,
is not right. The relationship
right.
is not right.
Is not right.
Not, that's not the love.
Need, yeah.
The relationship and
relationship
love are two different
yeah.
entities.
Things, yeah, because relationship
love is
need
the
more
emotion,
than love.
But the relationship is not right. Sometimes you can love somebody. You can say, I love you, Aaron, but I have to love you enough to let you go because this relationship is not healthy. This is a relationship.
Like
it's not giving me what I need. But that's two different things. And a lot of times I think people confuse that. People feel that their relationship is their love, and it is not. You can love somebody, and you don't have
stuff.
To love things about them. You don't have to love their behavior. You don't have to love how they treat you. But you can genuinely love them. But at some point in time, in a relationship, especially a bad relationship that is unhealthy, you have to learn that you have to love somebody enough to let them go. And letting them go means you're separating yourself from that situation and saying, this is not what I want for myself. However, I do love that person. The love is still genuine. That's the loyalty. That's saying, I love you for who you are.
That's the loyalty.
But, however, the thing that...
No, I'm joking around.
Yeah, don't just totally ignore me. I'm joking around right now, like, but, seriously, like, I know God definitely is on it. If love is going to be pure and it's going to be good and it's going to be righteous, I got it.
Yeah, I think love gets hated by relationships, and we get love confused with relationships. Relationships, you need
and
love.
And I think
you
our relationship is fake love.
And compromise. And some people come into a relationship with just love. And you can't just make what, you need more agreement to a relationship, like a cake. If you don't have what you need in the cake, it's not going to taste right. You need the right amount of sugar and flour to complement each other. That's the relationship part. But the love is pure. The sugar, that's sugar. That's what it is. Now, if you add some salt with it ahead and you put salt in it, but it's still sugar. That's how you got to look at love.
But I think going back to the original.
I better not see none of y'all, right, ever post anything like love hurts. Now, I don't want to ever, okay?
You won't see me.
Love
doesn't
hurt.
It's not love. It's the loyalty and the other stuff that hurts. Love is to keep you together through that. I've been with somebody for 17 years. It's the love while keep you together through a lot of stuff. It's that point when you remember the reason why you're in that situation. Now, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but if the love is still strong, that's what keeps you there.
No, I definitely
people
want to
test your loyalty and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's real.
A lot
it
of times in situations, people
cool.
take advantage. They take advantage of the fact that you love them. But I think we got another caller in here, and we're going to bring this other caller in and see how they're feeling on our topic. Is it possible for a woman to love two men at one time? 618, you're live in the clubhouse. What's your name and where you from?
Who is that? Whoa,
hello?
That's crazy.
Hello?
Hi, you're live in the clubhouse. What's your name and where you from?
Hey, this is Sam Jow.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Hey.
Oh, how you doing, brother?
I'm sorry,
hello?
I didn't hear his name.
That's Jow.
Hello?
Style.
Hello. Yeah.
So what are your views on our topic today, Giles? Our topic is, can a woman love two men at one time? Is it possible? What do you think?
I don't think so.
Huh? Say it again?
I don't think so. I feel like you can love different qualities about each person, but I don't think you can really be in love with two people at the same time.
Do you think sometimes that people confuse love and loyalty?
Yeah.
Or that they feel that their loyalty is all that love should be?
I feel like whoever they was in a relationship with first, they feel like they owe them their loyalty. And technically, they really don't want to go out over with someone new. And if you take just your love based on the new person, then you weren't really, and that don't work out, then you'll regret letting the other person go.
Okay.
Hello?
As a man, how would you feel about loving two women? Would it be the same thing?
I think it would be the same because you, like I said, you would love the different qualities that you see in both people. But you can really would only be in love for one because the first one you would be one that you would never really want to let go. I guess looking for the things that you feel like you lost in the first relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
so you
get out the second relationship.
So you would love different qualities from each woman and as where one is lacking, the other may fulfill those qualities.
How do y'all feel about the sister wives then in that scenario? How they have the man married to the multiple women, that show that comes on, sister wives?
But even sister-wise, you can see that it's always somebody lacking.
Yeah.
Right, it's always somebody sad or upset when he's gone with somebody else.
You can agree to be in
that situation all you want, but that doesn't mean as a woman that you don't have the desire to just have your man just to you when he goes next door to Sarah or Sister Ann or whoever else is in the group or whoever else is there. You have that yearning to just have him.
As adults, you get to choose. If adults, they happy doing that to me, or, you know, that goes to them. But I'm not saying love is selfish. My thing is it's so one-sided. Like, how can one person fulfill the needs of all these people? Because someone's going to lack because you can't give. It's like that one person, you want all this love, and you're dividing your love among six other women. But you want all their love. To me, I'm like, okay. How that's going to work, someone's going to feel left out.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say something about that? Because I had a girlfriend one time, right, and I told her this because, like, we came to a point, and I really had to tell her this. And I had to let her, like, listen, don't ever, ever, ever measure my love by your love for me. I mean, what I wanted her to understand is, like, if you love me, just love me. Don't be like, oh, I love you this much because you act like this, or when you act like this, I love you less. Just love me. You know, and if those, don't be measuring it by my love, meaning if you're feeling like I'm not loving you, don't be like, oh, I don't love him no more either. That's corny. Like, be
well, I don't
you.
Even think
so,
that's it, though.
No, that's just
I don't think
to,
that's it. I don't think that they don't know. But not even that. She don't know how to love you the way you want. See, this is the thing. People say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. People can say whatever they want. It's how that person receives it. So you may be showing her a love, or she may be showing you love, but it's not the way you want it. She's not loving you the way you want her, you're expecting, or you feel that you should be loved. A lot of times people don't know what you want. You can tell them, but really they don't know how to give you what it is you're asking for. So it could have just been, not only she didn't know, she couldn't give it to you, give you the love in that relationship the way that you needed it. She didn't know how to give it to you that way. She didn't know how to love you in that way. A lot of times people have to be taught how to love. In a relationship, when you first get married, you have to learn each other, and you have to learn to love that person the way they need to be loved. You don't know it off top.
No, I'm saying my point was a little bit going in another direction. I definitely agree with what you just said on that. But my point was, meaning what I felt like when y'all said some of the women are going to be incomplete because he's leaving, he's going over here or whatever. Like, I don't believe that, I mean, if their measure... If your love is measured by how much the other person loves you, then you always going to be incomplete. But if you just really solely love this person, you never going to be incomplete, whether they right there, they not there. If that person completes you, they don't have to be – it goes back to what I was saying, feelings and emotions. If a person is completing someone emotionally and their feelings are complete by this person – that person may not have to be sitting in the room with them or be in the same house.
I don't believe that somebody can complete you.
To me, that's unhealthy. I think you should be a completed person. Anyway, you should want that person and love that person. My thing, you should love yourself and want the same for somebody else. Like, you should be easily, that's how I believe. I'm putting my heart on the table, your heart on the table, too.
How can we measure it, though? That was really my whole point, measuring love. Like, how can we measure it to where it's even? How do we really know? Because we love
people. Well, the thing is, it starts with the person, though. Everything starts with you. You have to be able to be content with you, and you have to be able to love yourself. If you are not content with yourself, if you cannot sit still in your own skin, if you cannot be just with you, it doesn't matter who comes into your life. You can get a man. You can have five different men every month, and they could all be good men, and you're never going to be satisfied. You can have a good man and six kids and never be satisfied. It starts with that person. If you are never satisfied, it has nothing to do. You can't put that responsibility on somebody else to make you happy.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're happy and love with somebody, you don't have to measure their love. Like, you don't have to measure their love like they taking something away from you. I don't know. It's not about measuring.
It's not, I'm saying, oh, you gave me 2 ounces of love. It's not that. It's just figuratively, I'm saying, measure your love. I say when it's like she comes to the table, we bring the same thing. I'm saying if you're a person in a relationship and you want the person to mirror you, then you should be able to give that person the same respect. But if you adults and y'all okay with that, that's cool. If nobody, no harm, you know, if you get a relationship with another person, it's okay. Because there's people like that that have no problem at all or happy with having multiple people and everybody know what's going on the table. And that's cool.
All right, but what if 100% of my love, meaning the 100% that I'm giving you of me, of my love, really only equals up to 49% in your view? Does that mean I'm not giving 100%? That's why I'm saying, like, we can't measure it. Because you could be giving me 100%, and I could be giving you 100% that feel like 49.
I agree with that.
I believe in the 80-20 rule. That's like the 80-20 rule. Where what the 80-20 rule is, you know.
Hello?
Hello?
Misha?
Delisha's call dropped?
Misha?
No, she's still there. Hold up. Oh, man, hold on. Yeah, I think her call dropped.
Are you there, Misha?
Oh, man, y'all, you know what? Her call dropped. She got to call back in because we can't even do nothing without her.
Okay, let me send her a message.
But she, you know, she's running the whole thing. Like, I can't even, all that shut down. I mean, I see it, but.
So she should call back in?
You know what it is? I think our time is running out, too. Because on the timer, it's only 2 minutes and 13 seconds left.
I saw that.
But she disconnected, though. She might could call in. She might could call in and call back in and extend the episode, though.
Okay, I sent her a message.
But in the meantime, y'all could keep beating me up.
Nobody beating you up. No,
we're not beating you up. Everybody has valid points, you know, and it's just a matter of the individual.
And I understand 80-20%. Oh, that's the 8. Like women that you're married, you know how you marry for a long time and you think something out there is better because it's the one thing that your mate not doing, and you leave them. You leave them for 20% when you got 80% at home. That's that rule they talk about. Like you get in a relationship, you get kind of bored. Like, oh, I'm missing this. Because with your mate, you might associate the bills, the kids, and all that stuff. Somebody knows. Everything is new. There's no bills. There's no kids. You can do the dates. You can feel different. And that happens.
Uh-huh.
And that's the 80%.
And sometimes it's not always rosy on the other side with it.
It's not.
You know,
I always tell people, you don't know what's going on. You get that water bill is different. That grass is
hold up,
the water
Lisa's
bill
back.
Is high.
Lisa's back. I see her.
Yeah, she's back.
Well, I'm here. I'm glad y'all called in on this test run of our. Actually, only gave us 45 minutes, so we actually have about 2 more minutes. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank Keisha. I want to thank Giles. I want to thank Erica. She didn't get to talk, but she did call in.
And we'd like to thank Kenya also for calling in.
And we'll just thank herself. I'll pull her back in.
I'm just happy to be here.
Go ahead and thank yourself, Nene.
I'm just happy to be here. I thank y'all because, you know, we all been sitting around talking and trying to visualize how to take this thing to the next level. So I appreciate all of us being on board and everybody being a part of this journey. And I look forward to progressing forward in the future. Keisha, I love you. It's my brother's birthday. Tell him happy birthday. Thanks for letting you come spend some time with us.
Mm-hmm.
Next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you to all the callers.
Yes.
We appreciate you all. We appreciate the love. And we're going to have a slam dunk show for y'all when we actually go live.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, it's gonna be popping. All right, I'll talk to y'all.
All right, good night. My baby's a caller.
Good night.
All right. All right, I'll see y'all online.
All right.
Or on the other line, the other side.
On the other end. Aaron, go to the right and royalty and holler at these authors.
Yeah, I'm going to go in and sit down. That ain't until 8 o'clock, right?
It's both. We had one at 7 and one at 8.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get on and see what's going on. Y'all ladies
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night,
Monique.
Good night, Lisa. Good night.